This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government has taken several measures to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. The Prime Minister was addressing a public meeting in Rameshwaram after inaugurating the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. Calling the Vertical Lift Sea Bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated the engineers engaged in the project, which will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism and provide jobs for the people. The Prime Minister said that it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Rama in Sangam literature. Mr. Modi also emphasized the significance of ancient Tamil culture and language. He appealed to the state government to permit medical students to study in their mother tongue.
देश भर में कई राज्यों ने मातृभाषा में डॉक्टरी की शिक्षा आरंभ की है मैं भी तमिलनाडु सरकार से आग्रह करूंगा कि वे तमिल भाषा में डॉक्टरी के कोर्सेज चालू करें ताकि गरीब मां के बेटे बेटी भी डॉक्टर बन सके.
Mr. Modi said that due to the efforts of the centre in the past 10 years, 3,700 fishermen were freed from Sri Lankan prisons and more than 600 fishermen were freed from Sri Lankan prisons this year alone. President of India Draupadi Murmu yesterday departed for Lisbon under the first leg of her two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that the spirit of the Indian Constitution is to treat all citizens equally, provide equal opportunities and integrate the marginalized and backward sections of society into the mainstream of progress. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice at Tashkent in Uzbekistan yesterday. Mr. Birla mentioned that by replacing the Indian Penal Code with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, India has established the primacy of justice. Renowned Indian sand artist Sudarshan Patnaik has become the first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sandmaster Award for his outstanding contributions to sand art. The award was presented during the Sand World 2025 International Sand Art Festival in Dorset, England. To mark the occasion, Patnaik created a 10 feet high sculpture of Lord Ganesha carrying the message of world peace. The award holds special significance this year as it commemorates the 100th birth anniversary of legendary British sculptor Fred Darrington. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members in favour and 232 against it, while the Rajya Sabha passed the bill on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over Gujarat, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab during the next 4 to 5 days. It forecast gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over many parts of northwest India, Maharashtra and South Peninsula during the next 4 days and fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during subsequent 3 days. Former world champion Rudraksh Balasaheb Patil won the gold medal in the men's 10-meter air rifle shooting event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 Buenos Aires yesterday. Local hero Marcelo Julian Gutierrez took bronze with 230.1. And that's the end of this news bulletin.